The arrival of Omicron, market analysts were fearing economic contagion, and global share markets are already bracing for more volatility. The possibility of tightening restrictions and border closures will also overshadow this week's national accounts, which are expected to confirm deep economic damage from recent lockdowns in Sydney, Melbourne and Canberra. Peter Ryan is the ABC's senior business correspondent. Hi, Peter.
Good morning, Fran.
Peter, news of the Omicron variant has really rattled investors who are just starting to think the worst might be over. What sort of impact have we seen already on the markets?
Well, Fran, when news about that new Omicron variant hit on Friday, Australian shares took the full force. Investors pretty much decided to shoot first, ask questions later. The benchmark ASX 200 dived 1.73% on Friday, $41 billion wiped off the value of local shares, the worst session in 2 months, and a reality check on just how sensitive markets are to any bad news. And all this nervousness raises questions about whether this might be a trigger for a share market correction, given bubbles from so much cheap money around from central bank emergency action during the pandemic. Global stocks closed sharply lower at the weekend. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dived 2.5%. London down 3.6% on reports of Omicron cases in Britain, Germany and Italy. Just looking at the futures trade here, Fran, the benchmark ASX 200 set to open 1.4% lower later on this morning. But on Friday, we saw those previously rebounding travel stocks taking the brunt. Qantas down 5.5% by the close. Flight Centre whacked 7.5%. Still early days, though, with this new variant, but now the risk is that borders might be tightened up and people looking to plan international trips are obviously very cautious and may well have to think again.
We're going to get confirmation of the damage from the recent lockdowns from, you know, Sydney, Melbourne and Canberra when the national accounts are released. These numbers will put the concerns about the Omicron variant into context. What can we expect to see?
Well, certainly we'll put them into context, Fran. Our forecasts are centering on a GDP contraction of more than 3 percentage points. It sounds alarming, but all this is widely expected given the 4 months of lockdowns and disruptions to business and industry. But this would be the second biggest contraction in the history of the national accounts. The biggest one, of course, last year in the COVID recession, where GDP went backwards by a massive 7%. The ABS's reading on capital expenditure in the quarter late last week illustrates that self-imposed damage that fell by 2.2%, the first fall in the year. But the survey also shows that many companies have now upgraded their spending plans. But regardless of the optimism that the worst might be behind us, this GDP reading will be very closely watched given what we know from the impact of lockdowns in the Delta variant. But Gareth Aird, head of Australian Economics at the Commonwealth Bank, told me that despite ongoing certainty, the outlook ahead of Christmas looks pretty rosy, and the recovery is probably already well underway.
We're going to see a big negative for the headline number, and the reason that's going to be the case is that half the country was in lockdown basically for the entire September quarter. We think output will contract by around 3.5%, and the main reason for that is that household consumption will be down a lot. Households in lockdown basically couldn't spend money on a lot of things, and so we'll get a big negative there. I would just say, though, that all of this is going to be backward looking. In a lot of ways, it's just really going to be an academic type release.
As you say, there is a bit of an ancient history element here, but doesn't that also underscore the difficulty or the challenges in bouncing back?
Not so much given it's a manufactured contraction in output. I mean, normally we look at these GDP releases to give us an idea of what sort of momentum the economy had at any particular point in time, but this is really giving us a false sense of the state of the economy, given households and businesses were basically mandated to stay at home and not open. So, of course, as soon as you remove those restrictions, you end up snapping back quite quickly.
Are we seeing the bounce back already in the lead up to Christmas?
Absolutely. Our spending data looks incredibly healthy. In New South Wales and Victoria, spending basically rebounded to its pre-Delta level, literally within a matter of a couple of weeks on reopening. And job vacancies are very elevated, suggesting that the labour market's pretty tight. So we've come out of these lockdowns, I think, very well.
That's Gareth Aird, head of Australian Economics at the Commonwealth Bank. Peter, as the economic recovery that Gareth was just describing takes hold, hopefully, notwithstanding the new COVID variant, inflation is the major worry. And of course, that means higher interest rates are becoming more likely in the new year. Well, we keep saying that, and the Reserve Bank governor keeps saying not so.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, we're seeing a lot of renewed confidence, cost pressures rising, building materials scarce, construction labour hard to find. The big bets on are on a gradual return to normality, but those lingering worries about inflation make it difficult for central banks because they have to work out do they raise rates too quickly and risk harming the recovery or take too long and inflation could become entrenched. The Reserve Bank still thinks that 2023 is the earliest for an interest rate rise, but the CBA's Gareth Aird thinks the RBA is unlikely to stick to that 2023 timeline.
Well, we think inflation's going to move higher as we go through next year. We've already had a taste of that. We think demand in the economy will be very strong. That'll see inflation push higher. But we think wages will also move higher, which will mean that workers are able to absorb the lift in inflation, if you like, because their pay packets are going higher. It's actually that lift in inflation that feeds through to our view that the Reserve Bank will end up raising interest rates ahead of the timeline that they've flagged. And we think they'll end up lifting the cash rate by the end of next year.
That's Gareth Aird, Head of Australian Economics at the Commonwealth Bank. Peter, given these rising concerns, just as we thought were in the clear, what sort of volatility can we expect this week?
Well, Fran, as we mentioned, the Australian share market set to open with a big thud later on this morning, down around 1.4%. One bright spot to watch, though, is the launch on the London Stock Exchange of Gelion, the battery company spun out of the University of Sydney. That's for tomorrow, Australian time. Its Endure battery could be a real game changer for off-the-grid and grid-connected storage of renewable energy across a range of industries, including electric vehicles. And, Fran, the Australian dollar is a bit of a casualty from the COVID uncertainty, sharply lower at 71.4 US cents. And as this is our final Monday, having a chat, Fran, best wishes, and it's always been lovely dealing with you.
Peter, it certainly has. Thank you so much, Peter.
Thanks, Fran.
Peter Ryan is the ABC's senior business correspondent.